Okay, so we are recording now. And Emily, for starters, will you state your name and your title?
This is Emily Flynn, resource scientist with Missouri Department of Conservation.
All right, now, Emily, the totals are in for the youth deer hunt, which was held last week. And will you tell me a little bit about what was going on in Missouri?
Yeah, youth hunters did relatively well. They harvested just under 19,000 deer in the early youth portion, which is down a little bit from last year, but is still well above the average for the early youth portion.
All right, that's fantastic. And do you have any idea why it was a little bit above average?
Well, we've had increasing youth participation in the hunt, and the hunt started in 2001, and since then we have had increasing participation. Also, we had relatively good weather. It was a little windy out, but there wasn't rain. Temperatures were great for hunting, so that probably led to more folks in the woods.
All right, that's great. And I guess with higher numbers of deer harvested, is this a good thing for Missouri in general?
Yeah, you know, harvest will vary by region. And so statewide, even though harvest is just a little bit down from last year, I'm sure that's going to vary regionally with trends that are going on. Generally, northern Missouri deer harvest has been decreasing to stabilizing in the past 10 years or so, where harvest and deer populations in southern Missouri are on a more increasing trend. So it kind of depends on region.
Okay. And may I ask, youth weekend was held last weekend, and the regular firearms season starts the next weekend. Are there usually 2 weeks between it? I feel like I've always noticed only 1 week in between these two.
Yeah, that it varied a little bit through time. But yeah, there generally will be about 2 weeks between the early youth and the November portion.
Okay. And then moving on to the November portion, do you have any expectations for that or anything people need to be aware of?
You know, last year in southern Missouri, we had a very poor acorn crop, which led to a higher harvest of deer. So deer populations might be a little bit lower in southern Missouri due to that higher harvest. And as well as in northern Missouri, harvest might be down just a little bit because deer populations have been declining, and some of that has been intentional. And we have increased antlerless hunting opportunities as well as antler point restriction, which sometimes increases antlerless harvest, which can decrease deer populations. So I would say overall there's probably a chance that deer harvest will be a little bit lower than last year's.
All right. And are there any special considerations? I know that chronic wasting disease and blue tongue have popped up a few places around the state. Is there anything you'd like to say about that?
Yeah, you know, we're making a more proactive effort in trying to communicate safe and having good disposal.
Oh, you're fine. I can edit this. Don't worry.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we just want to get out to hunters and landowners about safe practices for disposing of deer carcasses. So either deboning the meat in the field and leaving the skeleton, taking out deboned meat, or disposing of those carcasses in landfills or burying them as an effort to not transfer diseases across the state.
All right. Well, Emily, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should talk about?
No, just happy hunting.